Well, if you missed the rush yesterday, why haven't you left yet today?
We're headed over to a lake in the Sierra Nevadas.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson with you. Long Beach has a huge fireworks show, but maybe this is the last year for it.
A drone show may be great, but it's not July 4th. It is not.
And if you're job hunting, how's that going?
If you're the one out there looking for one, it can seem like the world's kind of against you right now.
That's all coming up. But first, a one for those of you on the road. So we had our John Baird along the 5 in Santa Clarita.
Some travelers were on it, getting a head start on having a good time over the holiday.
We're headed over to up to a lake in the Sierra Nevadas.
Oh my gosh, for the 4th of July.
That's right.
So what's it going to be like when you get up there? What are you going to do?
We're going to do some water sports, water skiing, and just hanging out, swimming by the lake.
Wow, that sounds terrible, huh?
Yeah, it's awful, yeah.
If you're heading back Sunday, try leaving as early as possible in the morning. AAA says 4.3 million SoCal residents will be out on the road with you. I-15 between Southern Cal and Las Vegas could be a mess, too. And for all these reasons, some people tend to sit out the holiday trips altogether and stay close to home and
make a barbecue, stay with the family.
Hang out?
And, yeah.
Maybe fireworks?
Yeah, why not?
At least the price of gas is pretty decent this year.
Well, there's some fireworks for you. Big Bang on the Bay in Long Beach coming back tonight. But again, this might be the last year.
A drone show may be great, but it's not July 4th. It is not.
That's the organizer talking to KCAL News. He says there's a lot of pressure from the state, from the Coastal Commission, to move away from fireworks. Comes down to pollution for the over-the-water shows. They gave him a permit this year, but only as a transition period, and he's not too happy.
I've done everything by the book, but it's not good enough. For them, it's not good enough.
Yeah, he says a change really isn't even necessary.
Fireworks of today versus even 10 years ago, they're environmentally friendly. There's nothing that hits the water.
Is he open to drones? He says it's a maybe at this point. He says he could try, but do people actually want that?
Laguna Beach has gone, did drones last year. They're back to fireworks. The community hated it. Redondo Beach went to drones last year. The community hated it.
Big Bang on the Bay, at least one more time, over Alamitos Bay. Well, just in time for the holiday, we got beach warnings. If you're going out to the sand for high bacteria levels, this is a list we talk about from time to time from LA County Public Health. They want you out of the water. Santa Monica near Tower 12 and right around the pier, that's on there. The Bel Air Bay Club at Will Rogers. Mothers in Marina Del Rey, it's always on these lists. Inner Cabrillo and San Pedro. Catalina, too, right out near the pier. They did lift an advisory for Venice, though, so the water there has cleared up a bit. Now, to the ongoing immigration enforcement, we get an update from the LA City Council member who represents the port area, because he's saying he's been getting a lot of concerns from people about ICE activity around the port and around Terminal Island. Here's our Craig Figner.
The Port of Los Angeles has its own police department, and police chief and Los Angeles councilmember Tim McCosker says he'd seen it himself and was starting to receive reports from people who live nearby at Terminal Island of potentially ICE agents staging in the area. So he sent a letter to the port police chief asking if the local law enforcement for the port, if they're assisting the feds in any way.
On Terminal Island in the Port of Los Angeles, there is federal land. There's both a federal penitentiary and there's also the Coast Guard base. Residents and myself have seen ICE cars and Border Patrol cars and Homeland Security equipment and vehicles going in and out of the base. Residents were asking me, you know, what is their purpose? And so I made that request of the chief. The chief has responded back.
Councilmember McCosker says the Port Police Chief told him that the Port Police Department has an obligation to patrol the Coast Guard base, but solely for civil issues. McCosker says he has asked the police chief for the port to come to City Hall and make a presentation to council members, answer questions, and clear up any misinformation.
Local TV and film industry celebrating after the governor signed into law this new expanded tax credit, says the state's got to up its game.
This is not the end of a process. We have to continue to be iterative, and we cannot have a static mindset that candidly put us in this position in the first place because we neglected the competitive reality around us.
Karen Adams has got more on this expanded $750 million credit.
The goal of this new tax credit is to lure productions back to L.A. and to studios like the ranch under construction here in Burbank. For below-the-line workers and businesses that support the industry, this new film tax credit means everything.
Workers who've been with us for years started wondering whether we were going to be able to keep the doors open. To be honest, the outlook looked and felt grim. But today that changes.
After the governor put pen to paper, he said this is just the beginning.
This is the beginning of the next phase of a process that we all have a lot of work to do. Not just the city of L.A., the county of L.A., the entire region, for that matter, other parts of the state.
Governor Newsom says they're also going to need the president to help stop production companies from filming in other countries.
He's talked about the importance of this industry, and we'd like to see him match the ambition.
Applications for the new tax credit open Monday, July 7th.
All right, quick break, and then something for those of you who are out there looking for a job. We had a jobs report today, day earlier than usual. It's jobs report Thursday, not Friday, because of the holiday. But the headline, better than expected, 147,000 created in June. That's 37,000 more than they thought. Unemployment rate lowest since February. But what do the numbers mean if you're looking? Friend of my morning show, University of St. Thomas economist Tyler Shipper, he knows. Vicky Moore and I had him on today.
So, I mean, what is going on here? Because all we seem to hear about is all the layoffs and how tough the job market is. And now we get this report that say, well, it's better than expected. So what's really happening?
Right. It depends on a little bit where you're sitting, right? The headline numbers here of the unemployment rate ticking down and adding 147,000 jobs, certainly that's good news. It represents an economy that is fairly stable. It's kind of at a low hum. But we're also seeing that for college grads trying to find that first job, or maybe somebody that's lost their job and trying to get back into the job market, there's just not a lot of hiring going on. So we're not seeing the big, large-scale layoffs necessarily, but it can be hard if you're out there looking for a job.
I've kind of noticed, at least anecdotally, that it seems like obviously people who don't have a job are looking for jobs. They're applying. But they also seem to be up against everybody who has a job and is unhappy with their job applying, because I only know a couple people like offhand that are just going to stick where they are. Everyone else, no matter if they're like gainfully employed or not, are just applying anyways because they think I can trade up. I'm not happy where I'm at. I'm going to get a new one anyway. So everyone's applying for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that makes it really tough. And we're seeing that in the data a little bit, where we're seeing the average and median time unemployed has been ticking up. And so it can be really hard if you're the person that is looking for that job and you are competing against so many people that are looking to trade up.
So let's talk about that phrase, trading up, just a little bit more. If you are out there looking for a job, are you trading up in terms of the salary, or a lot of people just trying to get out and move around and get what they can?
You know, that is the tricky part. And I think what defines like a dynamic labor market from one that's less dynamic is that even as all those people are putting in applications to try and trade up, we're not seeing a lot of people quit their jobs. And that's leading to just less turnover overall, that companies are hanging on to their employees, but employees also don't feel secure enough that they're willing to leave their jobs until they have something new. So we're not seeing people actually exit the labor market, but we're also not seeing people get kicked out of their jobs.
Where are these magical jobs? What sectors?
You know, it tends to be in healthcare is the one that kind of month after month is generating jobs. And then state government was a big one again this month. So those have been kind of perennial job creators. But keeping in mind that they're very narrow in terms of the sectors that we saw creating jobs. This was not kind of shared broadly across a bunch of different sectors. And so some of the places that we might be looking for instance, for tariffs to start creating jobs, if that were to happen, like manufacturing, we're still seeing weakness there. So even as the president might want to hold this up as, look, we created a bunch of jobs, they're not necessarily jobs in the sectors that would be most benefited by some of his policies.
All right, give us the word, for the one word for the jobs report, Tyler.
Absolutely. So, and we've already hit on the theme, which is I'm a little bit conflicted that I come out here to talk about, oh, a good jobs report. We created almost 150,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticked down. But recognizing that it depends a little bit on where you're sitting, that if you have a job in this economy right now, it seems pretty stable. If you're the one out there looking for one, it can seem like the world's kind of against you right now.
Well, good luck, everybody. You know what? See your friends. Have a barbecue. Enjoy the holiday weekend. It's the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all the dealerships at LACarGuy.com.